Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Harmonize with Master's Wishes, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Shandong Province, China.
China Fahui, Harmonize with Master's Wishes, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Shandong Province, China. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I would like to report to master and share with practitioners on how I have followed master's teachings on my cultivation path. Creating a good cultivation environment at home. We were a family of cultivators until the persecution began in 1999. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 1997, when I was 28. My parents and my wife started to practice a year later. But after the persecution began July 20th, 1999, they quit practicing out of fear. I traveled to Beijing twice in 1999 to appeal for justice for Falun Dafa and was illegally arrested, beaten, and fined. My parents and my wife almost had nervous breakdowns over this. My wife did everything she could to keep me from practicing, but Falun Dafa was deeply rooted in my heart. Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, must have seen my righteous thoughts and helped me break through these obstacles at home. Within a year, I was able to practice openly around my family. Nevertheless, I was not satisfied with my cultivation environment at home. Master said in Juan Falun, quote, "Today we have made public to you this great practice. I have already delivered it to your doorstep. It is up to you whether you can practice cultivation and make it. If you can do it, you may continue your cultivation. If you cannot do it or cannot practice cultivation, from now on you can forget about practicing cultivation. Except for demons that will deceive you, nobody else will teach you, and in the future you will not be able to practice cultivation. If I cannot save you, nobody else can. As a matter of fact, finding a true master from an orthodox Fa to teach you is harder than climbing to heaven. There is nobody at all who cares. In the Dharma ending period, even very high levels are also in the end of havoc. Nobody is taking care of everyday people." End quote. My wife and parents had practiced before, and I felt if they truly stopped, they would lose the opportunity forever. It would be so sad for them. So I decided to encourage them to keep practicing. When I tried to encourage my wife, she was very much against it and said that being a kind person was good enough. I was not too discouraged because I knew she was talking to people about Falun Dafa. I suggested she read Juan Falun, but she refused. The years went by, and then one day I said, "You used to be good at meditating. Can you still cross your legs in the full lotus position?" She said she could, crossing her legs to show me. "What if we do the sitting meditation and see how long you can sit with your legs crossed?" I said. She meditated for 30 minutes that day. I then suggested she read Juan Falun. She read it twice. With the help of other practitioners, she resumed practicing in 2009. When practitioners who had been persecuted started filing suits against Jiang Zemin for initiating the persecution, my wife overcame her fears and submitted a formal complaint against Zheng to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Procuratorate. Both courts accepted her letter. Guiding my daughters on their cultivation paths. I have two daughters. When I was being held at the police station in the winter of 1999, my wife brought my oldest daughter in to visit me. She was 18 months old at the time. Looking at her cute, sleepy face, I made a promise to myself that I would raise her well so she could learn the wonders of Dafa. When she was 3, I taught her to read Zhuangfalan and recite the poems in Hongyan. She learned the exercises when she was 8. When she was in junior high, she talked to people about Falun Dafa and encouraged them to renounce the CCP. At the age of 15, she went through a test of sickness karma, running a high fever. Before, she would take medicine when experiencing sickness karma. This time, I said to her kindly, "Although you are young, you have been practicing for many years. You should know by now that genuine cultivators do not get sick. The fever comes from master eliminating your karma, and it is a good thing. As long as you raise your Shenxing level, you'll be able to pass this test. But no one can force you to do it, what you don't want to do." She didn't take any medication this time and was fine 4 days later. Since then, she has been able to handle every test of sickness karma as a cultivator. When practitioners began suing Zheng, she spent 6 days writing complaint letters against him, insisting I mail these letters for her. I edited the letters and sent them to the two courts. Both were accepted. My younger daughter is now 10 years old. Years ago, when my wife was pregnant with her, I whispered to her, "Falun Dafa is good." I also taught her to read Zhuangfalan and recite Hongyan when she was 3. When she was 7, she had a big breakthrough during a sickness karma test. She had the mumps and a high fever. In the past, she also would take medication when enduring sickness karma. I think it had a lot to do with my cultivation level, because I could not let go of human notions. I was resolute this time and told her, "Master is eliminating karma for you, so it is not a serious illness. As long as you raise your Shenxing level, the black substance will come out and you'll be fine." She nodded in understanding, but still cried. She recuperated 5 days later and did not miss school, even though she did not take medications. Almost everyone in her class had the mumps. Many of them had IV therapy and missed days of school. My younger daughter has passed other tests of sickness karma with ease since then. Dafa is truly extraordinary. Although young, she is already doing the 3 things. She talks to people about Falun Dafa and encourages them to quit the party. Many of her classmates and friends have quit the Young Pioneers. She stuck a "lawsuits being filed against Jiang Zemin" flyer on a utility pole a few days ago. Later, a group of people gathered around the flyer and discussed it. My daughter was very cautious and waited until the majority of them left. She approached an older lady to talk about the lawsuit and how the communist regime persecutes Falun Dafa practitioners, encouraging her to renounce the CCP. The old lady agreed. My daughter then suggested she recite, "Falun Dafa is good." The older woman said she loved hearing my daughter speak. "Master told us that children born into practitioners' families are here on a mission. We won't be able to guide them well if we do not cultivate well ourselves." Eventually, my parents resumed their practice. Although they have not stepped forward, to clarify the truth about Falun Dafa, at least they support the practice. Because of this support, I am able to fully assist Master in Fa rectification. Establishing a Falun Dafa information production site at home. Because of the good environment at home, I made it into a Falun Dafa material production site. My family fully supports it and provides help. Other practitioners and I have made booklets about Falun Dafa, the 9 commentaries on the Chinese Communist Party, Falun Dafa desk calendars, and Shunyun DVDs. To lessen the burden on practitioners who do the printing, practitioners in our village took over the tasks of paper cutting, paper spreading, and material preparation. I set high standards for our production site and remind myself that it cannot replace self-cultivation. I make sure I study the Fa well, send forth righteous thoughts, and do everything earnestly. When I make Shunyun DVDs, I check them afterwards and fix any mistakes right away. When I print the 9 commentaries, I make sure the print is clear and legible so that every piece of material is effective in saving sentient beings. The process of making information materials reflects my cultivation state and helps raise my Shenqing level. I was once attached to the cultivation state of 2 other practitioners and could not let it go. As a result, the printer kept making mistakes. When I got upset because I felt a practitioner's words or actions were not based on the Fa, bubbles would form in the printer ink cartridges. This reminded me to quickly look inward and identify and eliminate my attachments. When I had problems accessing the Mingwei website, I quickly looked inward to find my attachments. As soon as this thought emerged, the webpage would suddenly appear. One time, my daughter was helping me make sticker posters, and I complained about her work not rolling the paper properly. Looking inward, I noticed the reason she did not roll the paper properly was because I had not stretched the paper thoroughly. After correcting my mistake, she was able to roll the paper properly. Cooperating well to file lawsuits against Zhang. When I saw the Minghui notice from the Falun Dafa Association to sue Zhang Zemin, I was nervous and excited. I realized Master had pushed the Fa rectification process further. I immediately shared this news with other practitioners. On May 13th, World Falun Dafa Day, practitioners from a nearby city and those from our village got together to discuss the lawsuit. We realized Master was giving us an opportunity to raise our levels and to save people. We wanted to harmonize with Master's wish and file complaint letters against Zhang for initiating the persecution. I also gained more confidence after reading Fa teaching given at the 2015 New York Fa Conference. We took matters into our own hands. Thanks to practitioners in the nearby city, we assisted elderly practitioners in writing and sending the formal complaints. We encouraged each other, strengthened our righteous thoughts, and conducted ourselves openly and with dignity. When one post office refused to deliver the complaint letters, 2 practitioners went there to explain the reason for the lawsuit, and we all sent righteous thoughts. The clerks changed their attitudes and sent the letters. The father of the post office head was also there and agreed to renounce the party after talking with practitioners. The process of filing lawsuits was hectic, but not chaotic. Once the lawsuit letters were accepted by the 2 courts, we posted this information on the Minghui website. We shared with other practitioners who did not want to file lawsuits for fear of exposing themselves. We strengthened their righteous thoughts together and helped them eliminate their worries. These practitioners eventually filed their complaints. We reminded practitioners who had little education what constituted persecution. For example, some of them had burned Dafa books, and others wrote statements renouncing their belief when being persecuted. We thought they should be included in the letters, because these were methods used to force us to undermine Dafa. This was an opportunity to redeem ourselves. Officers from the local police station investigated several practitioners, including myself, in September of 2015. They had us confirm our names, asked if we practiced Falun Dafa, and if we had indeed sent our letters. They spent less than a minute questioning us and left quickly, and I did not get a chance to talk to them about Dafa. When they drove off, they rolled down the window to wave goodbye. I realized that no matter how good the police officer's attitude was, it's still a form of harassment, since the persecution has not ended. Therefore, practitioners in the nearby city and our village sent letters to local police chiefs explaining why we were suing Zheng. We hoped they would make the right choice and stop the harassment. We are currently mass-producing posters and informational booklets about suing Zheng Zemin so that more people can learn the truth about Falun Dafa and the persecution. We will be more diligent, continue to look inward, and do the three things well. We want to follow Master's Fa rectification, cultivate as well as when we first started, and return home. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.